Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Hi, Grammy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
We are at the JV Show. Happy Tuesday. First talk back of the day. Why not?
Hey, guys, it's Angie. Hopefully, first talk back of the day. Okay, a few things. Crocs definitely at Disneyland are a must. I usually start the day with tennies and then switch over. I could go all day. Also, my kid had a cavity and they told her to just leave it. And, what else was I going to say? Oh yeah, I got laid off. Have a good one. Bye.
Sorry to hear that, but more importantly, Crocs at Disneyland.
Yeah, I thought I was going to see more. I barely saw any.
She says she starts in tennis shoes and then switches to Crocs. Why not just go Crocs the entire day and just embrace the loserdom?
Because you don't want to embrace the loserdom.
Because she's doing fashion and then
you want to avoid judgment. For as long as you can, at least.
I don't think there is Croc judgment anymore, other than from me. But the rest of everybody else is just wearing them, right?
I mean, I didn't wear Crocs out of fear of being judged because my daughter was like, and my daughter wears Crocs. And she was like, nobody wears those to Disneyland. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I wore different shoes.
So your plan was to wear them to Disneyland?
I mean, would have had she not waved you off.
Because they are the most comfortable.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
I actually don't blame you.
See?
I would consider it, but I think I would choose fashion over.
Okay, and then the second thing she said in that talkback is her daughter had a cavity and they just left it, which I believe she's talking about. My daughter recently had a dentist appointment and she's got a couple cavities, which was frustrating because they were like, yeah, her teeth look great. Keep doing everything you're doing. And then the next time we go back, they're like, oh my God, so many cavities. What's wrong with you people? Like, I don't know. You told us to keep doing what we were doing. Actually had her dentist appointment yesterday and I had to take her to get her cavity filled. They filled the first one. Like, why can't we knock them off all at once here?
But, how did that go?
A plus patient. She just lay there perfectly still, didn't flinch one time. Even the dentist is like, gosh, she's like really good. Like, this is like the best. If I knew she was going to be like this, I would have filled the other one too. And I'm like, okay, but yeah, now I'm going to pay for a second appointment and a second, all this other stuff. But he was very impressed by her. And then we got into the car on the way home. Because, I mean, again, he just kept heaping praise on her. Like, oh my, wow, this is great. This is easy. This is going 1,000 times better than I thought. She's like the best patient ever. I'm like, okay, great. And then we get in the car, and then that's when the waterworks erupted. And she was not happy. Mostly because her face was numb. You know, her lip was numb, and she didn't. That's never happened to her before, and she did not like that sensation. And then I'd be driving, and then she'd be, I'm like, what? And it was just that drool was coming out of her mouth, and that was gross. It was the whole thing. She couldn't deal with it.
And but then the last thing that Angie said,
you got laid off. I'm so sorry to hear that, Angie.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
There's always OnlyFans.
Wow, I didn't play that. That was Jess.
I can't believe that, Jess. Yes. Wow. Too soon.
No, I hope you land on your feet, Angie. That's awful news.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Did you guys hear about the human skin teddy bear that was found?
Yes.
At a bus stop in Victorville in San Bernardino County.
So creepy.
So creepy.
Well, teddy bear made out of human skin.
There's somebody taking credit for it.
Yeah.
His name is Robert Kelly. Not R. Kelly.
Oh.
Oh, a different Robert Kelly.
But equally sick.
Equally sick. Well, he's an artist. He says that he ships these out. He sells these for $165.
Where does he get the human skin for?
It's not actual human skin. He says he sold it to somebody and he had no idea like what the intentions of the buyer was. Apparently, it's part of a prank, but but there is an investigation that is ongoing.
Yeah, they arrested the guy that did the prank. Like, what's the, why is he getting arrested? He just put a human skin teddy
right,
bear
no
on there.
Big deal.
Shouldn't they be arresting the guy that's making the human skin
but
teddy bears?
But it's not real human skin.
Then
it's
why are they arresting the guy for the prank?
It's part it's of the investigation. Real. I don't know. It's a prank.
I don't get it. All right, the big dumper has done it again, you guys. Well, actually done it for the first time.
What is that?
You don't know the big dumper?
No.
Well, last night, the big dumper, a.k.a. Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners, he won the home run derby, you guys.
Whoa.
He becomes the first catcher in Major League Baseball history to ever win the derby, and the win caps a historically good first half of the season for the dumper, who has blasted 38 home runs so far this season. He's on fire. The MLB All-Star festivities continue tonight with the actual All-Star game. First pitch, and that is at 5 o'clock.
Oh, Matt!
Nice. Some low clouds and fog this morning. Temperatures will still be nice today, but there is a little bit of a cool down happening. Just a bit. Highs will still be in the mid-70s to low 80s.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Oh, your day is going to be a 6. You've been working really hard on a recent project, but your coworkers have behind the scenes been trying to take credit for it. It's going to be difficult to steer your employer's recognition solely back to you. In the end, you might just have to share the spotlight and move on.
No, don't accept that.
You're the main character.
Yeah, but you're going to sound like the whiny, squeaky wheel, and then everyone's going to be annoyed with you.
That's why you just got to slash their tires.
I got to get rid of
them. Cut their brakes so they don't make it to work.
Wow. Or send them a human skin teddy bear.
Or that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9 The Bay's number one hit music station on a Tuesday. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. So move over, spicy Savvy B. Did you guys try that, by the way?
Yeah. Not yet.
I haven't either, and I've been meaning to, and I keep forgetting.
We made another batch of spicy Savvy B in the hotel room in Hawaii on our vacation.
Oh, that sounds
My wife was like, what we didn't do last time was freeze the jalapeno first, you know, because it keeps your wine colder before we just slice them up and throw them in. And she's like, I'm gonna freeze that. She's like, do you think I should slice it first or leave the jalapeno whole and then cut it up later? And I was like, well, it's probably easier to cut if you slice it first and then freeze. But she didn't do that, and we had put the kids to bed, and she pulls out a frozen jalapeno whole and then attempts to slice it with a not so sharp knife. When that thing went through, there was like a gunshot rang out as it hit the cutting board, woke all the kids up. Everybody, it was a disaster, and I don't think it was too hard to slice it.
But
at that
was
point.
It delicious?
Pre-slice and then do it. Yeah, it was good.
So there's a new drink. There's a new drink in town. Lady Gaga, she did a YouTube video for Vanity Fair. Lady Gaga takes a lie detector test. And they asked her, how do you order red wine at the bar? And she said, with maraschino cherries and Diet Coke.
Interesting.
And apparently this is an actual thing. It's a real drink from Spain. And it's a really popular, normal drink that people would order, you know, everywhere they go. But this is the new summer drink that's going viral. Would you guys try this?
Sure.
It actually sounds really good.
Red wine and Coke has definitely been a thing. I remember bartending.
Really?
You get people visiting
people
from Europe and people would ask for that.
Yeah, it's
like
a thing.
And you'd be like, what in the hell did you just say? What? That's disgusting. But
it actually sounds delicious, though, and with cherries. Like, I love a cherry Coke, so why not throw some red wine in there?
I love cherry Coke.
Thank you.
Cherry
Coke just makes sense.
I would try it. I don't know that I would like it. I'm not the biggest red wine person.
I hate red wine.
Why? How do you hate red wine?
I don't like the taste. It gives me headaches.
Yeah, I haven't developed the palate for it yet.
I feel like a lot of people say that. It gives me a headache.
It does.
It's because you drank a whole box of it.
I don't drink bro. Boxed
you don't need
wine.
You don't need to slam down.
Are
10,
we still going with this rumor?
10 straight glasses of red wine. That any amount of that alcohol will give you a headache. I don't. You guys. Well, one with on the red wine thing, you need to try a couple different. There's a lot of different varieties out there. Mm-hmm. So you need to try.
Okay, I've only tried a couple.
Yeah, you need to find your flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I could help you do that. And you get to something that you actually like.
I had some on Sunday. And one wine glass was enough, I'm telling you. I was like, woo.
Instant headache though?
No.
Okay, so you found your flavor.
There you go. She was like, that sounds like fun.
Why were you just saying that you hate red wine?
Is that a negative review? That sounds like a very.
You hate it.
It sounded like a very positive review.
I had
one glass and I was like, woo! Yeah, I hate it.
It's just the taste. I don't like it when it's too dry.
So, but that's because you haven't put Coke in it.
Right. Yeah. And a cherry.
And cherries.
Okay,
but to your point about the headache, the adding Coke, adding more sugar to something like wine, that sounds like a headache. You drink a few of these, there's your headache.
I don't know. I feel like it would help.
What? No.
I don't know.
But all the sugar.
But I also feel like the carbonation, like it's like now it's like a sparkling wine. Like I feel like that would make it taste better for me.
Okay. I can see that.
You know what I mean? So no, maybe that's why I'm here for it.
Well, I'm curious. I've heard of this. I mean, like I said, I've heard of this for years. I've never tried
you
it.
You never tried it? It's even probably, though you made it for people at the bar?
Yeah, because it looked disgusting.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because you're like, oh, these things don't mix. But apparently they do mix.
They do.
But I bet you hammer down a few of these and then headache central.
The, there's a lot of reviews on TikTok saying that it's just okay. That like the bitterness of the wine and then the flavor of the Coke, they almost cancel each other out. So it's like, it's okay. Like it's good, but they're not going to run to the bar and start ordering this.
Can we try this tomorrow?
Can we?
Why do you guys look so scared? What are you doing? Like,
I just don't want to have a headache all morning.
Well, I'm not saying you're drinking the whole box.
Let's try it.
I'm saying we take a sip of it.
But you know me.
See what it tastes like.
It's like once I start, I can't stop.
I've never
just
met.
Just to be puking in the bathroom.
I've never met. Yeah, Selena is the most scared of day drinking person you've ever met in your
really
entire
am.
Life. She's like, oh my God, if I have one sip, my entire day's ruined. No, it's not.
It
grow
really
up.
Is. God,
and then Jess, you give her one glass of red wine. She's like, woo! And then she's like,
bleh! Puking everywhere.
It's the worst drinking buddies of all time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show, and Tuesday mornings we like to talk TV. Jess is our TV girl because she doesn't have kids and she can actually watch things.
I have a lot of time.
So what are you watching?
Trainwreck, The Real Project X.
I'm telling you, I love this Trainwreck series.
Oh
on
my
Netflix.
Gosh. So
I don't
good.
Know what you're talking about.
It
That's
covers,
the whole title?
Trainwreck is the title of the series, but
Got
every
it.
Episode covers a different type of either scandal or festival disaster, something
Remember,
like that.
It's the one that did the Travis Scott.
Oh, that's right.
World.
That's right.
And the poop cruise.
I tried to convince my wife to watch that when we were looking for a show the other night. I was like, poop cruise, this thing. I guess Selena talked about it. It looks pretty good. She wasn't on board.
Oh, my God. Well, this one, which is The Real Project X, it's one of their latest episodes on there. This happened in 2012 in a small town in the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Uh-huh. And a teenage girl created a Facebook event for her 16th birthday party. Nothing crazy, you know. She selects who she wants to invite. But then she makes one decision that basically kind of turns her
Let
life.
Let me pause you right there. Just for context. Graham, you know what Project X is referencing, right?
I don't know if I do.
Wait, what?
Okay, let's start there.
Yes. Start there.
Project X, it was a huge movie where they throw a rager of a party.
Like epic. You would love this movie, Graham. It's kind of old. 2012, I think. 2011,
yes, 2012. 2012.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Okay, well, wait, really? I feel like this is right up your alley, Graham. So I'm actually really surprised. But she makes one decision, right? Basically turns her life upside down because instead of making the event page private, she decides to make it public. So this is going out to her friends who are invited, but anybody can see the invite. So one guy that comes across it thinks it would be funny to invite basically every single one of his Facebook friends. So he invites 500 people and he has to literally one by one click on every single one. But he's like, you know what? This would be kind of funny. And it just keeps spiraling on and on, you guys. So it kind of is counting down like 2 weeks ahead of the event. Mertes, that's the name of the girl. She's in school. They show timestamps of how at like, 1:30 p.m. there was over 3,000 people that had accepted.
Invited to her birthday party.
Yes,
her house.
At her house. This is a small, boring, quiet village in the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
And this just keeps rising. So it like, you know, it's at 3,000. Then it's at 10,000. She's like, you know what? She keeps checking. But she's like, you know what? By the time I get home, I'll delete the invite. Because you can't do it on your phone. You have to do it on the computer. I'll get home. I'll delete it. It'll be fine. Well, by the time she gets home, you guys, it's already like 17,000. And at this point, she's like, well, I gotta tell my parents what's going on. So I wanna ask you guys, because you both have kids, not together, but
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What would you do if your teen comes to you and they're like, hey, you know, I kind of started something that is spiraling a little bit out of control now, and 17,000 people have my address now, and they think there's going to be a party at our house.
Oh, my God. That is the worst possible
We're moving.
Case.
Immediately.
Are you serious?
The house is on the market for sale. We're out of there.
Oh
We're moving.
Oh, my gosh. They tried to, like, contact the police, But obviously the police is kind of like not taking this seriously because, hello, it's a Facebook invite. She deletes it, right? So she's like, you know what? Deleted it. It's over and done with now. Like, whatever. Well, no, because then more and more pages start popping up with her exact address. And now they're titling it The Project X Party. So everybody at this point, you know, the movie is still fresh. Everybody wants to go to a rager, a super crazy Project X party.
And Graham, because you haven't seen the movie, this is why people in this small town were so like afraid that this is going to happen, because in the movie, like, cars are being lit on fire, kids are jumping off rooftops, like, down into the swimming pools. Like, no, it's awesome for a movie, but you don't want this happening at your house.
True, very true.
You know, so everyone in this small town is, like, so scared that this party's actually going to happen with 20,000 people.
They're scared, but the authorities, like, nobody in the town is really doing anything about it. You would think that they would be blocking off streets, that they would have, you know, a ton of cops on site to make sure that no craziness happens. Well, no, there was maybe like less than 20 cops with, at this point, on the day of the event, 350,000 people had accepted the invite. And so at this point, you know, her parents are freaking out. They're like, we got to leave the house.
They didn't run down to Costco to buy some snacks and drinks for everybody? Because those people, they're going to be thirsty and hungry.
They were trying to like deter people from like showing up to the house. So they had like the street blocked off. People were just like parking and walking. They took down the street signs, but like everybody had maps on their phone.
Right,
so it's like
direction.
They can still find the house.
So there are thousands and thousands of people. So let's say you guys were the neighbors of this house.
House is for sale. We're moving. Get out of there.
Are you staying in your house while this happens?
Yes.
I'm still staying because I'm nosy.
Well,
really?
Also, you got to defend your property at that point, because you're going to have a million teens climbing on your roof, too. Like,
I would honestly just be so scared. I would want to stay for, like, to see the drama go down, but I wouldn't want to be, like, I wouldn't want my house to be involved in it, so I don't want it to get broken in while I'm in there, just like.
No, I'm
But you don't want it to get broken in while you're not there.
I'm sitting on my front porch, like.
With a shotgun, yo.
Yeah.
Right, I guess. But this just, like, literally completely turned one Facebook invite completely turned her life upside down because of the amount of people that ended up showing up. So they destroyed that area, because you think about it, people are showing up to this thinking that maybe there is going to be a party, that there are going to be some fun things for them to do. So when they're met with the police instead, which are only like 20 cops, but they're there and there's nothing for them to do, it results in violence and it results in riots and it results in people being super drunk and wanting to, I guess, have some sort of fun and turn this into some crazy like event. So it just completely spiraled out of control.
Were we supposed to spoiler alert that whole thing?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
A little late on that. Whoops.
But the Trainwreck series on Netflix, Graham, so good. There's another one coming out this week. Yeah. Balloon Boy.
Oh, okay. Is that the guy, the little boy that supposedly like went flying?
Yes.
On
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh,
that was like years ago too. But that episode. Yeah. Remember Balloon Boy? That episode's coming out.
So check it out on Netflix, because all of these are really
so
good.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So earlier we were talking about the new viral drink of the summer. Lady Gaga says that whenever she goes to a bar, she orders red wine with Diet Coke and some little cherries in there. And it's actually a really popular drink in Spain. Like, it's a completely normal thing to drink, and people are now trying it here.
Good morning, morning show. This is Myla. I'm calling from Union City. This message is for Jess and Sabrina in regards to your comment about the red wine. Gals, I was just like you a few years ago. You got to start with a bottle of Pinot Noir and then move up to Meiomi, and then eventually work your way up to Zinfandel. Hope that tip works for you guys, because it totally worked for me. Thank you.
Now, talk back in regards to you ladies saying red wine just gives you guys a headache.
It does.
And you got this, Sabrina?
She's saying,
yes, I will let Sabrina know.
She's saying Sabrina Carpenter should try like a Pinot Noir.
Yes.
I would make that recommendation as well. Try a lighter red wine if you don't really like the taste of some of those bigger, bolder red wines. And maybe those are the ones that give you a headache more. Try something a little lighter to start. And then maybe work your way up.
And then she said Zinfandel?
Or go to a Zinfandel.
I've never heard of that.
I've had the white one.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I don't say that too often.
Sorry. Yeah, let's keep that, keep that to yourself.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff. stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Beyonce's choreographer got robbed in Atlanta. So listen to this. Christopher Grant and DeAndre Blue. I'm not really sure which one is the actual choreographer, but they were in Atlanta. This is a couple days before Beyonce was set to kick off her Cowboy Carter shows there. They parked their rental car. They go into a restaurant. They come back. The back window of their Jeep Wagoneer smashed, their suitcases taken while they were inside. They had their computer stolen, AirPods, and apparently there was some really sensitive information on those computers, like highly sensitive information. I'm talking about unreleased Beyonce music. Oh my gosh. Like set list.
Nobody's
for the
got
tour.
Like a backup floppy disk of that.
Maybe they do, but you don't want that getting leaked and in the hands of who knows who knows who. Here's the 911 call.
Someone broke into my car, but they stole like my computers and everything, but it has a tracker on it.
Do you have an address of where your computer is?
So it's following them because it's on Find My iPhone. They have my computers and it's really, really important information in there. Like I work with someone who's like of a high status and I really need my computer and everything.
I hate when they don't want to say who, like, if you said Beyonce, I think they would rush the investigation.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you might get some more urgent help.
Why are they so afraid to say the name of who it is?
Well, you're not allowed to look at Beyonce in the eyes, so maybe you're not allowed to mention her name either.
I feel like you are if you're the choreographer.
I don't think you can look at her in the eyes either.
Oh, my God. Well, they found fingerprints on the car, so I guess there's, you know, they're working us out. They're going to figure out who did it.
But who's to say they haven't already transferred the files to another computer?
They probably didn't even know there was unreleased music on the computer until these reports started coming out that there was unreleased music on the computer.
Yeah, I wonder.
They thought like, oh, God, you know, look at this MacBook. I'm just going to sell it.
Well, they're still trying to guess the password to get into it.
Beyonce 123.
Uh-huh. That's what it was. And now they're in. And that music's in the cloud somewhere.
I have an update on what's going on with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. Oh. You know, we were on vacay for a minute there. So while we were gone, they were fighting over where Blake Lively is going to sit for her deposition, which happens on Thursday.
Whoa.
You guys. So apparently Blake Lively, she was asking the judge to let her pick the location of where she would be deposed. And then Justin Baldoni, because they have to fight over everything, was like, no, she's just trying to use her celebrity status to dictate and control everything. Well, the judge sided with Blake and the judge is going to let her pick the location of her deposition. Again, it's happening on Thursday. Per the ruling, she can choose the space, but she has to make arrangements for Justin's team to have a dedicated computer, the ability to print things and all that, and she also must notify Justin's team of exactly who will be in attendance, and she has to have that info in by this afternoon.
Wow.
I read that, I mean, I guess this was even before we went on a vacation last week, but that he didn't choose to, remember a bunch of his claims in the lawsuit, they got basically shot down by the judge, and then he could refile new amended claims, but then didn't he choose not to even do that, which was kind of a head scratcher to me, because I was like, oh, he's going to for sure just, you know, change the wording on some of these and refile a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And then he didn't end up doing that. So which, I'm lost now. Which deposition is this even for? Which lawsuit is this even, which one are we even litigating right now? I can't figure it out.
At this point, I don't know, but I hope it's good and juicy.
That's all we need.
And then the actual trial isn't set to take place until 2026,
next year.
Right? Oh, God.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, this year's kind of flying by, so I think it'll be here
soon.
That's
a good point.
That is true.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the COVID surge is on, you guys. Bay Area wastewater monitoring sites reporting the highest levels of the virus since this past winter. And, unfortunately, we appear to be outpacing the rest of the entire state, which is reporting more moderate levels as a whole. San Francisco, in particular, right now experiencing very high levels of COVID going around.
Oh,
it's pretty annoying that this disease, nuts, has become a summertime spreader and doesn't just fall into the seasonal pattern like the flu. But we know since the pandemic first started, the disease has spiked both both summer and in winter months. And I know we're not afraid of getting COVID anymore, but that doesn't mean it's not super annoying to get it, particularly if you get the new razor blade version.
Oh my God.
Razor blade throat version is still raging around. So just everyone be careful
That's
out there.
Scary.
Yeah. I don't want the razor blade throat. No, we should not. But
mask
I don't
off?
Want the razor blade. I still don't want the razor blade version.
I think only mask up if you have the razor blade version so you don't spread it.
Yeah.
Or at least around me, I don't want that.
We'd appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, Selena, you thought you had the razor blade one too long ago. You didn't mask up.
Yeah, well, I didn't have the razor blade one.
Yeah.
My throat just regular hurt, not razor blade hurt.
Got it.
Thank you, Jess. All right, next on the JV Show, it's your chance to win a Chug Mug. We're kicking off What the Bleep?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Now, before we get to What the Bleep, Jess and I mentioned we do not like red wine all that much. It gives us headaches. And we were talking about red wine because Gaga revealed when she goes to the bar, she orders red wine with Diet Coke and cherries. And it's a thing, but we're like, it sounds like it might be okay, but I'm not a fan of the red wine.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina out of Roseville. I'm calling because I heard the comment about the red wine and the headaches. Well, they have something called wands. They're like red wine wands. And you buy them, you know, at any store, BevMo, whatnot. But shout out to BevMo for always having them. But you stick them in your red wine and it removes the tannins. That's what gives you the headache. So try it. I hope I get to hear what you guys think. Have a great day, y'all. Happy Tuesday. Bye.
I feel like I've never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody bought me some of those one time.
It's like a magic wand.
You just put it in there. You like swish it around. But I don't remember it working.
Interesting.
Oh.
During that last song, I was reading. I went down a rabbit hole of what gives you a headache from red wine. And there's a million different theories and different things for different people. It's all over the place. So that might be one thing that works for some people.
Right.
Won't work for others. It's I was deep down the rabbit hole.
We were also talking about Trainwreck Project X, which is out on Netflix.
Hey, JV crew. This is Ern from San Leandro. I can't believe Graham hasn't seen Project X. That's right in your wheelhouse, my man. Like, you gotta watch that one. Graham, go watch it. Talk about it on the show.
Can you convince your wife to watch Project X?
I don't know. I'm possibly, but she's got some work trips going out of town coming up.
Perfect!
And that's when I usually...
Kate's leaving. Yeah, we all cheer.
Yeah. That's when I try to watch a bunch of the movies that I know she's not on board to watch.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Of course, when you think you know what it is, you leave it on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I accidentally sprayed right into Kate's eyes, and she was not happy about that.
Sprayed what?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't be happy.
It's none of your business.
I have to worry about it. It's the bleeped out word.
Oh, right. All right, take your guesses. Like Selena said, on the talkback mic, leave us your name, your city, and your guess. The first correct answer of the morning is going to be the only one that wins that JV Show Chug Mug. And please remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG.
Mm-hmm. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now back to What the Bleep. You have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we're going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. Now, if you missed this morning's clip, here it is.
I accidentally sprayed right into Kate's eyes, and she was not happy about that.
You're sick.
You like to get a warning first.
Ew.
All right, what is that bleeped out word? Remember, this is a family show, let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lisa from Richmond, and my guess is cologne. You accidentally sprayed cologne in her eye. Have a great one. Bye.
Cologne. Do you wear a lot of cologne, Graham?
I'm not a big cologne wearer anymore. I used to be.
You should be.
And then, like, I kind of just kind of ran out, and then I just never...
I love cologne.
Bought a new one.
On my man.
Don't you find, though, that when you... It's just such a fine balance I've noticed now, because too many people overdo it. It's too strong of a scent. You have to go really, really light.
I don't even mind the... Well, I guess it depends who it is, though. If it's my man, like, I don't mind the overdoing it, because I want it to stick... And his cologne smells so good.
It does.
Well, what
so
is
good.
It? Share the. That's the thing. I don't know what the next one that I'd want to get.
He wears this. I got him this Prada one. I don't know what the name of it, but it's in a black bottle.
Black bottle Prada.
And it smells so good. Yes.
Got it.
What's up, morning show? This is Patrick from San Rafael. My guess for the bleeped out word is sunscreen.
That sounds painful.
There's the most popular guess this morning, sunscreen. A lot of people guessing that, and that's an obvious one because if you've ever gotten spray sunscreen in your eyes, it's the worst.
Stings.
It sticks. You can't get it. It sticks to your eyeball. Ooh. Stuff is sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lauren from La Mirada, California, and my guess is citrus or lemon or lime. Does it have to be one or the other? Citrus.
Ouch.
Something that stings. Where did she say she was from? La Mirada, California?
Never heard of it.
Jess, can you research department that one so I can find out if we're number one there or not?
Yeah, city in California.
Where?
More specific.
Southeast LA.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
We are number one there?
Yep, we are number one
there.
All right.
All right, continue to get those guesses in. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where hopefully somebody is going to be getting this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, if you missed today's clip of the day, here it is.
I accidentally sprayed right into Kate's eyes, and she was not happy about that.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hello, this is Francisco, and I'm from Sioux City, California, originally San Francisco. But, so there's like a bunch of types of air fresheners, so I'm just gonna say I think the bleep that word is air freshener, like Febreze. Okay, bye.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Great guess. A lot of people guessed that this morning. Not a big Febreze household.
No.
We
always like buy some every like once in a while. Like, oh, this would be cool to have. It smells good. And then I like never use it. I don't know what happens to them.
You just go nose blind to all the stink in your house. And then you don't realize that you need it. Maybe. But you should probably use it.
But they just like disappear too.
Yeah.
Good morning to the JV Show. I think what you sprayed in her eye was Lysol. Have a good day. My name's Karen.
Lysol. Oh.
That would sting.
Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah, don't.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry, Graham, go ahead.
I was just saying, don't do that. Don't careful with that spray.
Good morning again, JV Show. Jess from Brentwood coming in with my second guess, and I think it might be sanitizer. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Ooh, that would burn.
Getting sanitizer in your eyes sounds awful.
It'll sting a bit.
All right, y'all. Josh and Layla from Gilroy. Is the bleeped out word hairspray? Have a good one.
Is it hairspray? All right. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
I accidentally sprayed hairspray right into Kate's eyes, and she was not happy about that. Now, look, it was not my own hairspray. It was for my son. I need some recommendations if people have something that they use on their kids. Boys in particular, what they use in their hair product, because the second you like, we use like the gel and the stuff and we style it up and then top it off with some hairspray too. And 10 minutes later, it looks like he just got out of bed again. I don't know if it's because he's rolling around and playing or whatever, but like nothing gets his hair to stay in one spot. I don't get how people do it. And we have different, my wife and I have very different hairspray techniques as we top it off. I'm more like the Salt Bae hairspray, like a, and I kind of let it waft, you know, over the top of his head.
Oh no.
And she's more just like a blast the top of his head.
You have to freeze it.
Yeah,
I do freeze the hair.
I'm more delicate. And she walked into me doing the Salt Bae hairspray, just like the.
Well, that's why it doesn't last, Graham. There's barely anything.
Yeah, try her technique.
It doesn't. Hers doesn't work either. She's equally frustrated. And we buy the stuff that's like the gel stuff too. That's like, this is the spiking cement glue, you know, ultra adhesive. I don't even think it's actually for hair. It's some sort of construction adhesive.
Gorilla glue.
It's called liquid nails or something. And even that stuff doesn't work. So I'll take your recommendation. I'll take your recommendations on the talkback, whatever you got, people. All right, let's give some shout outs. First, Josh and Layla and Gilroy, what's up?
Woo!
Brand new JV Show chug mug coming your way. They had the very first correct answer this morning. A few other people came with the correct answer as well, but they weren't quite as fast as our slowpokes there down in Gilroy. Kidding, Gilroyans. Yvette had it, so did Trisha in San Jose. Our boy Jesus in Sac. What's up, Jesus? What's up? TJ in Livermore had it, so did our buddy Sal in Richmond. What's up, Sal? What's up, Jess? Am I missing anybody?
That was about it
this morning. A lot of people got played, though, this morning.
Yes.
Lots of guests coming in. Appreciate
you. Thanks for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05, right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And is this Roxanna on the phones?
Hi. Yeah, this is me.
Hi. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good. We're glad to hear that. All right. So you're going to be playing the JV Show's Yep Nope game. On the line today
are tickets for the Santa Clara County Fair. Four of them.
So all you have to do is answer 3 to 4 trivia questions correct, which we all know you can do. You got this.
Okay.
But let's see just to be sure. So here's question number one. In Roman numerals, what number does the letter V represent?
10?
Nope.
Oh.
Son of a...
Five.
Oh, no.
V is five.
It's five. Okay.
Is wow. X 10?
X is 10.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
All right. Okay.
All right. Question number two. In the TV series NCIS, what does the NCIS stand for? That's a tough one.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a really hard one.
It is. Any guesses?
Oh, no, Graham.
Try
again.
And I don't know, science.
Nope. Oh no!
It's Naval Criminal Investigative Service. I would not have gotten that one.
Me either.
The hell is NCIS?
That was so hard.
All right. Well, let's see if you can at least get the last two. Here's question number three. Not counting Rudolph, how many reindeer pull Santa's sleigh?
Six.
Nope.
You got Dasher, Dancer, and the Prancer, and Comet, and Vixen.
There was eight.
There's Cupid.
Comet.
Cupid. Yeah.
And,
eight Prancer. Tiny reindeer pulling the sleigh. All right.
So it's eight, not including Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rudolph would make nine. Okay. All right. Question number four. Let's see if you can avoid the holy, horrible trivia yell here. Question number four. What is Superman's normal human name on Earth?
Clark Kent.
Yep.
That was a close one.
You got one. Oh, no.
Son of an NCIS!
I know, gosh, dang it! I blame the V.
No, I do, too.
Yeah, Roxanna, you didn't win today's game. I'm so, so sorry. But hang on. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Hang on, though. Jess is going to talk to you in the next room, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. Have a great one. Oh, dang it. Graham, do we got some shout-outs?
Just one today. Husbands in my DMs. I got one that says, hey, Graham, can you do a birthday shout-out to my wife, Ada? Happy birthday to the most amazing, beautiful, and brilliant woman celebrating your 23rd birthday for the 20th time. Thanks for always keeping our life full of fun and laughter. Love you more than words can say, and that is from your husband, Anthony. So, yes, happy birthday to Ada. She's turning 23 for the 20th time.
Nice.
Who gives a fart?
Do the math on that.
Nope, I'm not going to do the math
that.
No,
right.
No.
Right.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. The Britney Spears biopic has come to a screeching halt.
Oh.
I'll tell you why. Coming up.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by the Exploratorium. Explore adventures in AI. Grab your tickets at exploratorium.edu.
So the Britney Spears biopic has come to a screeching halt, you guys.
Oh, no.
So remember last year, Universal Pictures purchased the rights to her book, The Woman in Me. Careful.
Yep.
And the biopic was going to be directed by John M. Hsu. So apparently they've been working on it. Everyone is really excited. However, Britney's got some concerns about the project now because discussing her past has been very traumatic for her, and it's prompted a lot of negative thoughts. And for all those things to be visually relived, like in film version, that's the real issue. It's just really hard for her. So the source says that it's just something that her and the director need to work through. But for now, the project is being delayed.
Ooh. Did they ever even figure out who they were going to cast to play her? I remember that was sort of the toughest thing. That seemed like that was the biggest hurdle to get somebody that she had agreed upon, and then the rest of the public would be like, oh yeah, I could see it. It looks like her.
Yeah, I don't even think that's been cast yet.
Yeah.
Oh. So there's a lot of hurdles they got to jump through.
And I don't think this is going to be settled like anytime soon. I don't think so either. That many issues, it's going to take a while.
All right. Did you guys also see that Britney said she adopted a beautiful baby girl?
Congrats.
Oh. Yeah, congratulations to her. She posted another one of her dancing videos. Here's part of the caption. She said, I need coffee and I want to let you guys know I adopted a beautiful baby girl. Her name is Lennon London Spears. Lennon today has on an adorable dress. It says, I'm new here, so please stop talking trash, America. I've decided I'm moving to Italy.
What?
So according to...
So is it like a new puppy or something?
Well, according to sources, Britney did not adopt a dog.
Okay.
She also did not adopt a child. Thank God.
So she'd be allowed.
The other theory is maybe she was talking about one of her dolls. Because in another video, people saw like a baby carrier in the background. And Britney's sources say that she uses that baby carrier to like take her dolls places.
Oh, that's normal.
I remember she travels with them. We saw a video of her getting on a private jet and her security was carrying a doll for her. And it was weird.
That's totally normal.
So this is a thing. So maybe she got a new doll.
Or maybe it was one of her other personalities she was talking about.
Yeah, she adopted a new personality.
I like the name though, Lennon. Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
It's your wife's maiden name, right?
It is. Oh. I'm a big fan.
I'm concerned.
Me too. Me
yeah, I think
too.
We should all be.
Yikes.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, just when us Niner fans thought we were getting a drama-free offseason without a bunch of holdouts.
Did I just give away your wife's password to all of her accounts?
No. Everybody
one
knows.
One of the security questions is, what's her maiden name?
Well, that that might be one of them.
Lennon?
Yeah, Lennon.
Oops.
That's what she's still saved in my phone as, Kate Lennon, if you need to find her in my phone. That's how you find her. Not wifey or something like that. All right, just when us Niner fans thought we were going to get a drama-free offseason without a bunch of holdout contract negotiations, Juwan Jennings just said, hold my beer. The wide receiver has apparently made demands to the team for a new contract, or he wants to get traded away to another team. Jennings is set to make $7.5 million this upcoming season as part of a two-year deal he signed before last season. And we know Jennings had a breakout year this past year after Brandon Ayuk was lost for the season to injury. And Jennings has a knack with the Niners for coming up with catch after catch in very clutch third down conversion moments, earning him the nickname Third and Juwan. Well, as much as we don't want any offseason drama, Jennings might have a legitimate gripe here, and he might have some leverage. The Niners traded away Debo, we know that, and Ayuk won't be back from his knee injury till at least week 5, and that leaves the Niners very, very thin at wide receiver. Also, if I was Jennings and I saw Brandon Ayuk making 30 mil a season and I was only making 7, I'd feel some type of way
I
also.
I definitely would.
But I also don't like this because, like, that's the deal that you signed. So, like, that's the deal that you
You're
signed.
You're stuck with it.
You should pay
deal
for
with
that.
It.
But also, the NFL is a business, and also get your bag, you know, while you can get your bag. Because what if he gets hurt and then, and he Ayuks his knee? Next thing you know, he can't get the next contract.
I know.
So also get your bag. But also, that's the deal that you signed. So just shut up and play. But
pick
also,
a side, Graham. Pick a side.
The NFL is a business and careers are short and you got to get paid while you can get paid. And you're sitting around watching all the other Niner players get paid big time. So shouldn't you get a little piece of that?
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you should have been smarter when negotiating.
Yes, you should have asked for
more money then.
But at that time, his role wasn't as big with the team. He couldn't have foreseen that he was going to
be the
guy.
Well, then you got to wait until the next one.
So
sorry.
Like, now that he's the guy, he wants to get paid like the guy.
Well, you got to wait till the next contract negotiation.
Yeah.
And then you get your bag, King. Get your bag.
I don't know where I land on this.
I can tell.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is your favorite listener, Amir. Mira from Utah, and I just want to say that I'm so glad you guys are back because I missed you, and yeah, have a great day.
Hi, Amira. Hi. Hey, don't put words in our mouth. We love all of our listeners equally from Utah.
Yes. Our love is divided almost equally.
Almost equally,
except
but we won't tell
you. You guys told me off air that you guys have favorites.
I
don't. Okay. I spread the love equally.
You did not say that.
All
I did not say that. But yes, we are back live. We were off last week. But yes, we are live. We have Crazy Cash on standby. That's your chance to win $1,000. Let's talk about these Labubu dolls. Everyone's got them. I saw a video yesterday of Megan Thee Stallion wearing a black thong. Sitting on Klay Thompson's lap, opening up a box of Labubus. Did you guys see that?
No.
No,
what a life.
I'm interested.
What an interesting life that woman lives. Anyways, yeah, everybody's got Labubus, and there's a lot of people saying that they carry demonic energy. Now, according to a lot of people, some internet sleuths, they say that Labubus were inspired by a demon from Mesopotamian mythology.
Oh,
the demon's name is Pazuzu.
Oh, no.
Pazuzu is also the demon in the Exorcist movie that possessed the little girl.
We ordered Pazuzu at the end of our dinner the other night.
Right.
It's so good. The ice cream and the melty chocolate.
Graham, this is no laughing matter. They even say Labubus kind of look like, if you go online and find like a depiction or like a drawing or whatever of what this demon looks like, they kind of look similarity in like the big smiles and the pointy teeth. Some people are even going to get their Labubus blessed.
What?
With like holy water just to make sure. Pop Mart, by the way, they say Labubus are based on a creature from a children's book called Labubu, so it's not based on a demon, but of course they would say that.
Of course, they don't want to hurt their sales knowing that they're selling possessed items out there and that you got to take these down to a priest and get them splashed with some holy water.
But listen, people are online complaining about, you know, having Labubus in their homes, and they're saying that they're hearing voices, they're having nightmares, they're waking up with unexplained scratches. Jess, have you experienced anything? I swear to God, this is what they're saying.
I do have some scratches on my leg.
See?
No, but I think that was just my cat.
Nope.
Yeah. That's what you think.
Yeah, that's what the Labubu is tricking you to believe.
Oh, my gosh.
And at night, it's breaking loose and scratching you all over the place.
Maybe I should get another one so that it has a friend to play with and then it's not doing anything to me.
Even worse. It's going to do more damage to you.
Dude, Selena, where are you at with this curse? Because we know, and Jess, and I want to ask you the same thing, because we've talked about Ouija boards before, and again, that is a boxed board game, and you guys are terrified, won't even tell, you wouldn't even allow
me. I wouldn't be in the same room.
You wouldn't even
one.
Allow me to bring one into the studio on Halloween, and so you're terrified of that, and here, now we're learning that this other toy is also possessed, allegedly. Are you terrified? Selena, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I am.
Do you have any Labubus in your house?
No, we do not.
Will you be looking to get one?
No.
And Jess has just moved hers over on the studio console here, so it's facing.
It's staring at Selena
with its creepy. God, why are they so creepy looking? Jess, what are your thoughts on this? Because you are, like Selena, equally scared of a Ouija board. Are you scared that your other toy here might be possessed as well?
No, because I feel like the Ouija board is different. It's kind of like a portal.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Made by Mattel.
I don't see the Labubu that way. And so many people have sent me videos, too, about this. And I'm like...
About them being possessed?
Yeah. And I don't want to believe it. I don't believe it.
So is it possible maybe some of them are possessed, but maybe just some aren't?
Right. Like, maybe...
It's like when they're coming off the factory line, they're like, you're possessed. You're possessed. Not you. You're cool. You're clear. You're cool. You're possessed.
Yes. So they're...
Did you say yes?
Yeah, I did. I was hoping you guys didn't notice.
Yes. You're possessed. Yes.
Are you possessed, Leah?
See what your Labubu is doing to me?
She's like shaking because this thing's staring at her right now.
Just to go back to what some people are saying, one person wrote about she heard about a little girl in Mexico that had to get an exorcism because her Labubu possessed her.
That sounds true.
And then there's another girl who posted on Reddit. She's like, does anybody want to buy my possibly possessed Labubu? So she said she had two, and her boyfriend started having nightmares about her Labubu, like, opening and closing its eyes. And she kind of brushed it off like, no, like, it's just a toy, like, whatever, that's not going to happen. And then they started to hear whispering at nighttime and, like, giggling coming from behind her cat tree. Which sounds like this could happen to you, Jess.
Yep. This story like this has got to be true.
And she was like, that's it. The Labubu's got to go. And then she couldn't find one because she kept them in her desk. One of them was missing. And she found it behind the cat tree. And she didn't put it there.
Sure.
And that's where the noise was coming from. So then she had to she put them in a bag and put them outside the room, like in a closet somewhere. And then the noises have stopped. She doesn't hear them anymore.
Oh, good.
Oh, maybe because the cat can't get to it.
Can we buy those possessed
ones?
Can cats
giggle?
Oh, great. Cat.
See, it was Labubu. Can we buy them?
Yeah, we should
buy them. She says they're up for sale. I don't want no possessed Labubu.
Oh, stop it.
Well, which color is it? Because I do really want the pink one.
Yeah, me too.
That one I don't know.
Can I ask a Labubu's question?
Yeah.
Because when we were in Hawaii, we ran into some friends and we were having dinner, and one of their daughters had a Labubu and it was out on the table. And this woman walks up to the table and she's like, this random woman, is that a Labubu? And of course, yeah. Yeah, it is. And she's like, where did you get it? Because I've been trying to get one, and I tried to order one on Amazon, and all that arrived was a Labubu case, and there was no Labubu in it, and she was all flustered. Mm-hmm. Are they that hard to get?
Yep.
Yes.
I thought you just get one.
So
they're for sale everywhere. Everywhere I see, everyone's got one.
Those are Lafufus.
How are they that hard to get?
Those are Lafufus. The Lafufus are easy to get. You could just go down to your local, probably.
You spent $20 and you got this hideous thing that's looking at Selena right now.
But it took me like 3 days because you have
3 days?
Because they open up on they open it up on the website at a certain time. And then all the boxes are gone immediately, and you have to keep clicking through the website and to see if a box is available, because they only give you about, I think, 15 minutes to purchase it. If you don't purchase it within those 15 minutes, they open it back up for somebody else.
But can you get it at stores, too?
Life hack. They just opened up a Pop Mart. They opened up a Pop Mart at Stone Ridge. I was there last week. The line, though, was so long. But
this is embarrassing.
But even, do they have, an unlimited amount?
No. So they sell out there too. Yeah, that's why it's so tough. That's why the rage is so.
You know that in 6 months you're going to look back and be like, why was I fighting people and waiting in a 3-hour line to get this thing that nobody cares about anymore? Remember the Stanley Cups? We were punching people in the face for them. And now you wouldn't even,
who cares?
Store could unveil a new color and everyone would be like, Yeah, I don't care. We've moved on to Labubus. And then we'll move on in 6 months to the next thing. And then you're going to have this obnoxious thing hanging from your bag.
Right.
Or in 10 years, maybe it'll be worth even more.
Not yours. Keep the first all matted. Have you gotten a close-up look at this?
Yeah, you need to get
Do
that thing
Do you take
groomed.
Care of yours?
Yeah, take it to the
I
groomer.
Think that's how it looked in the beginning.
I feel like it was fluffier.
Maybe. Well, I should get a new one.
No, you shouldn't. No, I don't think that's probably possessed.
Let's get Graham one.
By all means, give me all the possessed ones. I'll take all of them.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're just talking about Labubus. They are possessed. A lot of people online saying they carry demonic energy.
Ooh. Ooh,
Jess, you have one. You say you haven't experienced that.
No, I don't believe.
Well, I hope you do experience something. You can come back and report to us. But we do have a couple of talkbacks.
Hey, JV Show, why are you being so mean to the Labubus? They're so cute, okay? Just leave them alone. Let them be, okay? Okay, thank you.
Leave her alone!
Yeah, let them be, you guys. They actually are so cute. They're like ugly cute.
I get it. I just don't understand, like, I won't understand
just
the,
not for
the,
me. That's
the craze
it.
Around it. If you want one, fine.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Destiny from Oakland. I just want to comment really quick about the Labubu, Lafufu, whatever. Yeah, they look a little possessive, too. I think you should just get rid of what you have now. Don't do it. They're not like the Beanie Babies. They're not going to make money in 10 years. So, yeah, just get rid of that thing. All right, have a good day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just like, do you really believe like this is going to be collect? Like, it's been hanging on your makeup bag for like months at this point. No one's going to buy that 10 years from now.
But see, it's been months and I'm still happy that I bought it. So I
But you think it's going to be worth something in the future?
Yeah.
Then it's
you
not.
You have it like in box and in mid
unopened, untouched.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it's a little too late for that. I'll
Yours
buy a new
been
one.
Beat up a little bit. Needs a little work.
All right, so a woman wrote on Reddit that she flew for the first time in 15 years. And so she went somewhere, she came back home. She says both airports, quote, flagged my crotch.
What? Is that a thing?
At the scanner, when she was in the little scanner thing. And she's like, what is it? Like, there was nothing in that area, nothing in my pockets, like...
She doesn't have like a metal
like what could it have been?
Something?
No, there was no medical devices, pockets empty, and so she's like taking a Reddit. She's like, what could it have been? Because you know they took the little scanner, and then obviously she was able to pass through because there was nothing there. But what was
each
what
time
was
they
causing
wanted
it?
A wander crotch?
Yes, she's like, so what was it? And a lot of people said the same thing. They're like, ma'am, it was your swamp crotch. Sweating, excessive sweating can cause, you know, the scanner to go off.
Are you
I didn't even know this was a thing.
So we're
Did you
talking
guys know
about
this?
That, we're talking no. about that one scanner that you stand and put your arms up and the thing goes whoosh around you and that thing can get set off from an excessively swampy.
I think it was that, and so then she gets out and you know
then
if something
check.
Goes off, yeah, then they have somebody come with the wand and they scan you and it was like going off. By the crotchel.
Interesting.
I didn't know that this was a thing.
I have not yet heard of that. If you work for TSA and you're listening to the show, please leave us a talk back. I'd love to hear more about how many swampy crotches you've had to wand.
Someone said it has to do with the millimeter wave technology in the wand and how the waves bounce off of water. So any like wetness, if you're like hella sweaty, it'll detect that.
It's like there's something doesn't look right down there. Something does not look right and or smell
that is
right.
So embarrassing. Oh my God. I would rather I would die. My crotch is going off in front of this whole line of people.
And multiple times too.
That's embarrassing. But at least they don't make you like strip down. At least they just wanded. They don't know that it's because of your swampiness down there.
But
you know
what if
what
it
I mean?
Why is it called swamp crotch? Yeah. Dude, that's so gross.
It's the most accurate description of what's happening down there. When we flew to Hawaii, and I had no idea, and I don't know if you guys knew, but TSA changed the rules about taking your shoes off on flights.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know?
No.
Like, that kind of change sort of flew under the radar. I didn't read anything about it, and I was waiting, like, here we go. I'm going to have to take my shoes off. And each time, nope. You don't have to take your shoes off. Although they did swab my shoes one of the times, which I thought was interesting. Like,
I did notice that change.
Like, why are we doing that? But I don't know. Anyways, and then on the way on the way back. And I'm reading that TSA has shifted that. They've dropped the taking the shoes off thing because they say it'll drastically decrease passenger wait times at our TSA checkpoints and make the passenger experience more efficient. Look, we've had that rule in place for decades now.
Yeah.
Since, it was post 9/11, right around then.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered, like, what are we really doing here? If you got a scanner that can scan everything.
Right. What does the shoes matter?
And also, people that pay more for a TSA pre-check, their shoes don't need to be checked. Like, what?
Never understood that.
That rule doesn't make that never made any sense to me. So I'm glad that they're doing away with it. I also, though, was on the way back from Hawaii, I was wearing shoes with no socks. And I was like, I'm going to be the guy. Now I'm going to have to take these off. And I'll have to stand on that thing barefoot. And I'm going to catch athlete's foot and whatever else from all the other disgusting people that went before me. But I was like, oh, look at that.
She's and on. So, did you notice that there were still people taking their shoes off?
No, because sitting there telling people, nope, shoes, don't need to take your shoe off. But anything out of your pockets, you know, still make you go through that whole song and dance. Mm-hmm. But they were reminding people, don't need to take your shoes off. Keep them on. Keep your shoes on. And they say TSA is also reviewing the current requirements around travelers removing their laptops and the amount of liquids that they can carry in small bottles, and whether or not you need to take your jackets and belts off.
They already don't make you take your laptops and stuff out of your bags. They say keep everything inside.
If it has the right type of scanner. Like Oakland Airport, they've got them. They have the ones where they can scan everything at once. But if you at some airports, they still want you to take it out. The airport flying out of Hawaii, they wanted you to take all that stuff out, the electronics and everything. But those more high-tech looking scanner things, those ones, they have you leave everything in. But not everybody's there. Not all the airports are there.
Get to it, people. Come on.
Yeah, seriously. I just want to be able to take full-size items in my carry-on. Like, why not?
Like liquid and stuff?
Yeah.
Haven't you ever just left that in before? Nobody's ever said anything to me.
Yeah, no. Somebody made me throw out my
they always stop me.
Really?
Bath and Body Works spray. So I was like, well, can I spray one last time? And they were like, yeah. And so I sprayed a little bit more before I said my
one
goodbyes.
Last whiff. Just.
Yeah.
Farewell. I'll remember you always.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we learned something new today. Don't go trying to take your sweaty swamp crotch to TSA because it will get flagged.
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ben from San Jose. I used to work for TSA a couple years ago, and yes, I can confirm that if you were sweaty, it would set off the alarm and results in being patted down. It sucked, especially in the summertime when all the dudes that came through were super sweaty and gross. Yeah, not fun. Don't miss it at all. See ya.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Having to pat down somebody that's all swampy and sweaty. No thanks.
Is this only TSA or like metal detectors too? Because going through Disneyland, my man, he was going off, but like with nothing. That's just metal detector though, right?
No, I think it's the same.
Or is that detecting sweat?
No, I think the ones that we're talking about are the TSA machines that are different. I don't know what was going on with your man.
Maybe he's got some secret piercings or something.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
know.
He's got one we don't know about.
And then a talk back for Jess.
Good morning, baby family. Mama Howard here. Jess, Bath and Body Works spray. Tell me you wear real grown-up fragrances. Then Bath and Body Works.
Wow, the judgment.
So Jess said that TSA once made her throw out her Bath and Body Works fragrance at the last minute because it was in her bag and it had too many ounces in it. And Mom Albert there seems a little upset that he wants to know, tell me you wear real grown-up fragrances and not Bath and Body Works sprays.
I love the Valentino perfumes, but what's wrong with the Bath and Body Works ones? I carry so many of those everywhere with me.
Still to this day.
I like the fragrance.
Oh, Mom Albert is not happy with
it. Hey, if you're in an emergency and you're like, I'm a little stinky right now, a couple sprays of that, they help.
Is that like the equivalent? Let me ask Selena. Is Bath and Body Works spray like the equivalent of like Axe body spray for teen boys?
Yeah, it's like middle school.
Got it.
What? Yeah.
Sure,
they do so good. My thing about those, the body sprays, they don't last.
That's a good one.
They don't last long.
Yeah.
So you're having to respray like every 15 minutes. But yeah, it is the equivalent of Axe for teen boys.
Got it.
Wow.
All right, so a U.S. version of TikTok.
Yeah, there are rumors swirling around that TikTok is creating a new version of the app because, as you know, the deadline is coming up in September.
That keeps getting pushed back by 90 days every single time.
So that's the thing is, I wanted to ask you guys if you think that there is a chance that it's going to get another extension, or do you believe the rumors that maybe a new app is going to be created?
I would see this as a an acceptable resolution to our current administration. They would say, look, see, it's the this one's being developed U.S., and it's like more or less owned by a U.S. company, sort of, and it's not the same as TikTok. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I see this being sort of a loophole acceptable resolution.
Right, but is everybody going to make that jump? Or, like, only if the version we have now does get banned?
That's right. See, they would have to force U.S. customers, try to find a way to force them to
use it. It's not going
to
be the same.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to have to start over at their followers and look at the creators who make money. Like, they're not going to be like, I'll start all over.
I mean, there might be a way for them to just kind of transfer your profile maybe to the new version, because so they say internally they're referring to a can I start over please internally they're referring to it as Project M2, and so once it's removed from US app stores, it'll just be automatically replaced with the new version, and you're not going to be able to download the old version anymore. Like, it's not going to be available anywhere. But I don't think that they're going to keep it the exact same. Whether or not they let you transfer your followers or not, I feel like the algorithm and just everything in general is going to be so different that I think it's really going to mess with the hype that
people
is behind TikTok.
It.
Yeah, because I feel like in my eyes, TikTok is like the number one platform right now, comparing it to other social platforms.
Yeah.
But I do think that this is really going to affect it. So we have about maybe like 2.5 months left, if anything. With
one more 90-day delay, I'm sure.
We got until 2026, like, we're
close,
for sure.
We're close. We're close to coming up with the new thing or the U.S. version or whatever. We're close. And then another 90 days. And maybe
we still got a year.
You still have, you definitely still have some time. But the algorithm was like one of the key sticking points to this entire thing, because they said that's the proprietary thing that ByteDance, the parent company that's China-based, in the ban, which was signed here, the ban, it was saying you can't have that. You can't use that algorithm.
So
here's the new U.S. version.
If this app does launch, they say it should hit app stores by September 5th. If it does launch. So
I don't think it's going to.
I hope not. I want to keep the original.
I mean, I think we just figure out what the most successful TikTokers are doing. Then when they lose all their followers, we just immediately pounce in there on the new app and become them.
And
we'll become
them?
The top influencers doing whatever the thing is that they do on there.
Graham, have you ever used TikTok?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, let's start there.
Okay.
Teach Graham how to use the app first.
Yep.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Let's talk about Kanye's performance in China. So he performed at Shanghai Stadium Saturday night to thousands and thousands of fans. All of them left there upset and disappointed.
First,
Kanye showed up more than 45 minutes late to the show.
That's not in Kanye terms. That's that's actually pretty short.
And then he was lip syncing for most of the show. Like, his mic was on maybe less than 20% of the time. Like, he wasn't even actually performing.
I would be annoyed.
Yeah. I'd be very annoyed. And then at one point, Kanye walked off the stage and he was gone for over 20 minutes while his music kept on playing. So fans are like, he's not even here. And we paid hundreds of dollars to see him perform.
What do you think? He walked off for a quick bathroom break or just to like go rant at somebody?
Maybe go take a break. I have no idea. And then he wore a mask the entire time so nobody could see his face. He stayed in a small area of the stage, so like no one could even like really look at him closely. Like, even if you were in the VIP area, he was still a ways away. There's even a video of people chanting for refunds during the show.
So it probably wasn't even Kanye himself.
What if it wasn't?
He just sent like a stand-in.
Yeah.
But he was there. There's pictures of him leaving the stadium. Oh, he's like waving to people. So he was there, but
I don't really feel bad for the fans that showed up and are now complaining about it when we've seen him do this before.
That, and why are you still supporting him?
That's
that,
my biggest
thing.
That too, yes.
Yeah. There's a little bit of karma for you if you're
a little bit
trying to put money in this guy's pocket.
Yep. Yeah, and he has more shows coming up.
Oh, great.
We'll see how those go.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. The trash has been piling up around the Bay Area. Several cities' garbage workers have been on strike or standing in solidarity with other striking workers that have walked out in the Central Valley and on the East Coast. And Selena, have you been affected in Hayward?
Or
is your garbage pickup still rolling?
Mine's still fine.
Okay. Well, some garbage services have been on hold for the better part of 2 weeks. Bags and bags of trash just piling up for residents. This morning, some areas of Contra Costa County reporting that their services have resumed. But cities like Fremont, which we know is the greatest city on the face of the planet based on every poll, their trash service has not resumed. And there is just garbage upon garbage upon garbage piling up there, which again is interesting because isn't Fremont the happiest, the cleanest, the safest?
Right. Everything's so great
top
there.
Top of the list. Yeah, well, it's so great. Watch your garbage pile up right now. Pay your garbage workers more money. That's what they want. As of right now, we don't know when that service will resume. They have set up some areas, I believe, in Fremont and in other cities where you can yourself bring like a trash drop-off point. Since they're not going to be collecting at your house, you got to load up your stinky garbage and put it in your car and then bring it to a certain area. So if your garbage service right now is shut down, look up and see if your city has set up a trash drop-off area where you can bring your stink.
Yikes. Side hustle idea. We get the wild vans out to Fremont and all these other cities and just go house to house. And they pay us.
So we start our own trash company.
Yes. Yeah. And the Wild 94.9 Trash DJs.
This is the reason. This is the.
Let's work on the name.
Yeah. Let's work on that.
Wild 94.9's DJs are trash. No, trash is us. No. This is the reason that garbage strikes don't generally last very long because they have all the negotiation power because there's nothing that makes your residents more angry than when they have to deal with their own garbage and it doesn't just magically disappear one day a week. Yeah, garbage strikes usually don't go on this long for that very reason.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a stinky situation.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you for having the JV Show on. We do have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. That keyword on standby.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's your buddy, Hammer and Hank. I checked in from Hayward this morning. Still recovering from my Modesto Nets national anthem performance over the weekend. You can check out the video for yourselves by visiting my YouTube channel, DJ Hammer and Hank. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood, Hanky. Yeah, I was a little bummed because, look, that's our buddy Hammer and Hank. And he had sung the national anthem at a Modesto Nuts game. It was his dream to do so, bucket list item. And he did so about a month and a half ago.
Yep.
And we had him on ahead of time and we really got his vocal cords warmed up and he crushed the performance. Now, look, unfortunately, we were out last week on vacation. Otherwise, we would have had him on again to warm him up. We put him through a lot of vocal exercises and I feel like that was the key to his incredible performance.
Agreed.
Now, this past weekend, the Modesto Nuts, I mean, it must have been such a smashing success the first time where they're hurting so badly for people to do it. We don't know which one. They had him back to do it again. And so I did go to his YouTube page and I have pulled the audio so we can listen to it, see how he did.
Singing tonight's national anthem from Wild 94, iHeartRadio, and Spotify is DJ.
I don't think he works for any of those.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Thoughts so far?
And we love you, Hanky, but I feel like without our vocal warm-up, it came out...
He really needed us.
He came out a little flat and a little scratchy there.
But at least he knows all the words.
Also, can we talk about the introduction?
Yeah!
He's from Wild 94.
Wild 94 and Spotify. Radio,
does it work at Spotify?
I'm not sure.
I'm confused.
We'll have to ask Hanky that. Now look, we can't play the entire thing, but look, he did. He, as any great performer would, he pulls through. He fights through those early, you know, that kind of flat horse. Maybe he was a little sick. I don't know. He pulls through, and then he really starts belting out. Let's get to the good stuff.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner it wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
There you go. See, they crushed it there at the end. I like how he switched up the cadence there a little bit.
Yeah, he made it his own.
Yeah, he did a slightly.
I love that.
Yeah, switched it up.
I will
there.
Say.
I think he did great.
I could never get up in front of people and sing.
I would forget all the words.
I'm glad you guys mentioned that because I have already reached out to the Modesto Nuts.
And
they are ecstatic to have our very own
God.
Jess C. from Wild 94 sing
Wild 94.
her own version of the national anthem. Jess, your performance date is July 29th.
I love that.
I can't I'm busy
wait.
That day. Sorry.
We should set that up.
No.
Yeah.
If anybody from the Modesto Nuts front office is listening, there's only like one or two people that work there. I know they listen to the show. Could you guys reach out? Or,
I mean, at the very least, we can get you at like an Oakland Roots game. You know,
oh, that's those right. Are, we those got some are connects
popping.
There.
Yeah.
That looks fun.
That's
too
fun.
Many people. I have stage fright.
Perfect. Even
Jess,
better.
You like to sing, though, don't you?
I know. You've heard my voice.
Wait, well, where did you get that from?
I know.
She seems like somebody that like she sings in the shower
like
and stuff.
I mean, likes to sing in the shower.
I do sing in the shower. Yeah, I sing at home, but I'm by myself.
Okay, well then it's time to conquer that fear. Get out
I
there
love
and
it.
Belt one out. Then at a nuts
bucket
game,
list. Singing at a nuts game. We're just gonna write your bucket list for you.
Yeah, I feel
or,
like she...
or we can do both. We can start out with a nuts game, get you kind of comfortable in front of people, and then move on to the Roots.
Yeah,
and then
bigger and bigger
then
stages.
The Giants.
Next thing you know, yeah, you're at the Giants game.
That would be very, very tough on their like ticket sales because then once they hear me,
the nuts
once,
don't care.
It's...
The nuts, they're just happy that you had to buy a ticket yourself to get there. You doubled the attendance.
Even though you're performing,
right? you're our honored guest. Where's your ticket? Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Well, Hanky, if you're listening,
we love
great
you.
Great job.
Nice job.
Great
love
job.
You. Thank
Crushed
you for sharing
it.
With us.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.